The Audubon Wheelers were able to fight the whole way in the match against AHSCW and beat the Lady Vikes 3-0. Out of every match in the region this year, this was one of the closest 3-set matches all season. Audubon started off the match looking like they were going to take things into their own hands in the first set of action. Maddie Nielsen was on a hot streak as she continued to have kill after kill, totaling 5 alone in the first set. After she went for a block in the front row, she fell jaggedly onto her ankle, which forced her out for the majority of set one. That is when Audubon lost their leadership, and AHSCW started to come back into the game. Harlow Miller kept Audubon in the match, but AHSCW's Delaney Goshorn was able to help out in the front row. The Wheelers and Lady Vikes were close in the match until Nielsen came back into the set. That helped Audubon to close things out 25-23 in the first set of action. The second set started off with an AHSCW run as they were able to launch off an 11-2 run over Audubon with the serving of Sadie Paulson as she continued to keep the Lady Vikes on a serving run. Audubon ended the run and made one of their own, going on a run of 6 to put them at 12-8. The Lady Vikes missed a serve, and things were handed off to Audubon once again as they came back and went on a serving run to tie things up at 12-12. It was back and forth action between the two until the Wheelers were able to capitalize on AHSCW miscommunication errors and take the second set 25-19. Things rounded out differently in the third set as AHSCW claimed another big lead in the first portion of the set as they were up 7-1. After a timeout by Audubon, they were able to climb their way back and bring it to a 9-8 set, as now the Wheelers were just down by one. After a Lady Vikes timeout, the two faced off in a tight matchup, as AHSCW was able to fight down to a 23-23 tied match, as Audubon then called a timeout. After their called timeout, the Wheelers earned an ace and finished things off catching the ball underneath the net to win 25-23 in the third set, and take the match 3-0. Audubon was led by Harlow Miller in kills with 13 and in blocks with 3, while leading the team in aces with 4. Maddie Nielsen had 12 kills in the match, earning 7 digs in crucial situations. Addie Hooker was also crucial on offense, as she had 29 assists and 3 blocks. Anna Larson also helped in the serving game with 2 aces, and led the team in digs with 12. AHSCW was led by Delaney Goshorn with 11 kills and 4 blocks. Miranda Akers also helped in the front row, as she had 4 kills and earned an assist. Sadie Paulson earned 2 aces and 3 kills, while leading the team in digs with 10. Hallie Goodman led the team in aces with 3 overall on the night. Audubon will take on Logan Magnolia this Thursday for their last match before the Western Iowa Conference Tournament, as AHSCW will have a week before playing in the conference tournament. I'm Zach Collins reporting.